Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let me pass along a piece of news.
Bad news.
This is from San Francisco 49ers camp. 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings re-aggravated the same calf that was bothering him during OTAs, and there is no timetable for his return per Kyle Shanahan.
Steiny, wow. I know you're like, here, but I took a victory lap. You gave it to me last year when I talked about McCaffrey, when we got a report like this in camp. But a guy that's looking for a new deal, a guy that is your go-to guy before young Ricky Pearsall, because Debo is on the Commanders and Ayuk is trying to heal. I mean, no timetable to come back. I'll just say this, partner, and Brock Purdy trying to make sweet music with him or work on that and take it to another level, this ain't good.
And
you got something for, give it to me.
My first thought is, I wonder if it's contract related.
Now, this is why I hadn't thought that. Wait, let me ask you this, Donnie. How old do you think Jennings is?
28.
Oh, you got it. Okay, so.
That was a guess.
Well, he ain't 21, you know? But I'm going to take him at his word that it's really the calf issue. Okay. Because he took back, he didn't want to trade. But, Steiny, I don't like it for, and again, come on, Goo, relax. But it's go time. We got a game tonight. And,
they don't.
Okay, how much money would you put in his hand if you're Lynch or Kyle?
Nothing now. Not
no,
one cent.
Like, the transmission light has come on, Risotto, like, for real. And I just like, man, no timetable for his return. And this is a big question mark, the passing game for the Niners without Debo. And I know you got Kittle and no Ayuk. Like, damn. So you had no problem with me saying it's bad. It ain't good news.
Why would I have a problem?
Because normally everything I say, you goo.
Well, I.
Because McCaffrey, I got that.
I mean,
one.
I think it's ridiculous for you to worry about his injury. You can be disappointed about it. But, like, yeah. I can't help you tell you when he's coming back. And I also, you know, that's
your
football.
Job on this show is to get me upset. You know, and you've mastered it, and you don't try it. You can just do it when you open your pie hole.
But I'm so upset!
Yeah, Steiny, I got to say this to you. In a year of redemption and what this offense is going to be, this sucks. Because you told me all offseason that the lack of continuity, for whatever reason, guys not being there, played a role. I fought that. You know, I'm like, you show up, you ball out. But hopefully he gets better, and this is no biggie, but damn. So now Pearsall, you're the number one. I'm not putting Kittle in that mix because he's a tight end. But if I'm Jacob Cowings, do we know what's going on with Robinson, who they got from the Rams? What's the NFL waiting on? Week one to hand down the possible penalty?
I'm not sure.
But the infraction is it warrants a penalty. Like, something's coming.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. The boss asked me a question today, and I want to pass it along to the listener.
This is, wow, some of his best work.
We'll see. We'll see how.
I said how I
we'll
feel.
We'll see how it plays. We'll see how it plays.
I'm getting upset. Somebody said you won that round 10-8, and it's bothering me, but go ahead.
Was it that close?
Steiny, stop. You got to have an opinion. You just kill mine.
I have an opinion.
No, yeah.
Baseball has spoken.
No, Steiny, the part of our show is.
No, you keep thinking a 54-55 team is a 60-win team. You think
they can play
team?
Better baseball.
Everybody can play better baseball.
You stole
baseball.
That from me earlier. Arizona. Yeah, no, I didn't play it like that, dude. Don't steal my stuff.
What did I ostensibly steal?
Help him out, Risotto. I got
what?
I'm not too entirely sure what's going
on.
Now that hurts.
Yeah.
All right. The boss and the question.
My boss asked me, he said, "Hey, Steiny, if one of your buddies called you from back east and said, give me one word to describe the Bay Area sports scene right now, what's the word you would use?" And the first word I thought of, and of course I changed it, but the first word I thought of is unsettling. But then I thought about it more and more, and I have a different word, and it is sobering.
Oh,
sobering.
Man, wow.
Because I believe we are at a point right now where we are with the Bay Area teams that people are beginning to sober up and realize that things aren't as good as they used to be, and they're probably not going to be as good as they used to be for a little while.
Mm.
So I would say, if you're asking me one word to describe right now the Bay Area sports scene, it would be sobering.
I'm not mad at that.
888-957-9570. Why is it sobering? Well, because I think the Niners are a work in progress now. They've got a lot of young players. The idea that they're going to get back on top seems like a long shot to me, at least this year. The Giants, they are where they are right now. And we thought they were better, but they're not. So that's sobering. And I think the offseason the Warriors have had is like a cold, you know, like a slap in the face.
So I'm not mad at that.
My word would be sobering. How about you guys in the Bay Area? How you're feeling about all three of your teams right now? Your optimism level, your pessimism level.
What was your first word, too?
Unsettled.
Yeah, both of them were not good, you know? I'll say this to that. And I was like, man, and I'm being a grown-up here, Stani Risotto. Mine is transition. I think the Niners are transitioning from Billy Badass, the bully on the block, into a soft reset or a reset. And you know me, I keep it real all the time. If they bounce back and have the season that I'm hoping they have, I'll be the first one to come in here and say I was wrong, Stani. But I think they are transitioning from building a bully and blowing a couple opportunities, I believe, to be Super Bowl champs, that now those chickens are coming home to roost in regard to just the price, the mental and physical price you have to pay to keep that up. Then I look at the Warriors, and I think about what we talked about yesterday. It's not Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, but it is the birth certificate finally, and that concerns me. That's why the Warriors didn't get a chance to show just how good they were as a collective last year, because Curry's hamstring went out. So I'm looking at the youngsters for the Warriors. I don't like what I see, especially this whole situation with Kuminga, who I'm hoping remains in the Bay. But, Stani, I think that constitutes as transition, because we don't know what we're going to get from the Golden State Warriors, not just on the court, but health-wise. And then that brings us to the Giants. And why I'm so hurt for Giant fans and disappointed. If this is truly who they are and offensively what they're going to be in this ballpark, and this is who you got at the helm, Bob Melvin, ho-hum, you know, we'll get him tomorrow. That to me is a transition of we still are stuck in neutral in regard to, yeah, we'll milly around 500 and fall off at the end. And this year, unlike others with Gabe Kapler, it looks like it's over before than it has been in the past. So I would say the state of the Bay Area franchises, to my people in Texas, your people on the East Coast, I would say state of transition.
Yeah, that's fair.
But none of what we said is good.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's a saying that change is good. Transition can be good. But everybody looks at it like a bad thing. I don't know why.
Like, but they describe death as transition too.
Right. And have you ever heard of everlasting life? Like the transition is a good transition.
Well, when I hear that, then Curry's never going to stop playing. Well, everlasting.
Then that's good news.
Yeah. Risotto, what would you use to describe the state of Bay Area sports?
Inconclusive. I think the JK stuff is unresolved. It's inconclusive. There's pending contracts that apparently are agreed upon until this thing gets done. There's open spots in training camp. There's a trade deadline that's not done yet and still kind of figuring out what they're going to do next. So I would go with inconclusive. Just a lot there if all things go right, but just we don't know. It's just stalled. Everything's kind of stalled with Kuminga and training camp.
Give me the giant part of it, though, real quick.
It's just...
you sound like Melvin the other
day. No, I agree with what Steiny said, where this is just who they were. I don't think that they were a 12 games above 500 team, and I don't think they're a 500 team. I think they're somewhere in the middle. The baseball that they played the last week has not been good, but I didn't think that it would be this bad, or it would get to this spot in the season.
Steiny, let me ask you
me neither.
Which team concerns you most?
What is what do you mean concerned?
That
like,
you have more questions that you're worried about the most out of these three. If you had the Giants, Warriors, and Niners. Niners for me.
I'm such a D, but like, it's hard for me to answer because I feel like I know we're like. I mean, is it who's the furthest away from the playoff? Like,
who would you say has the most problems? Yeah, to me, it's the Niners. Yeah, the Niners. And I could be wrong, and hopefully I am, but the Niners are concerning me the most.
That's fair. But I look at the Niners and say they won 6 games last year. They are out of this window that we thought they were in. They're clearly going to play a lot of first and second year players.
Yeah, Michael Williams.
So am I concerned about that? Well, I mean, I'm concerned they're not going to win the Super Bowl, but on the 49ers, there is only one concern, and that's are their young players good enough?
See, I think there's two. Health is in front of that.
Well, that I can't do anything about.
Yeah, especially with this Juwan Jennings news.
Who am I most concerned about?
Yeah, mine's the Niners, I guess, and that constitutes real quick for me, Steiny, is the most question marks I have.
You know,
is Asala going to be able to rebuild this defense? They got some youngsters, but boy, that's a big ask. That's the situation they're in. We'll see.
I mean,
now Jennings just makes me more scratching my head as to, oh, this is nothing, right? Until it's something.
I would say the team that I'm most concerned about kind of falling off is the Warriors.
Damn.
It's definitely the Warriors. Because the 49ers, they won 6 games last year. That was who they were. And now they're going a little younger. So I feel like, okay, there's going to be some growing pains here. We're going to find out about, you know, Michael Williams and you know, Collins and those guys.
Don't forget your easy schedule, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to deem that a lot of people are.
Yeah, that doesn't factor any in this particular discussion. And, you know, the Giants, they've been 500 for 4 years, so I'm not really concerned about them falling off to a really bad team. But I do think if the Warriors get some bad luck, they could be in a heap of trouble.
Why, it's just that, wow. I ain't mad at you. And Chris, hey, Goo, don't be like Steiny. Don't be negative. No, Chris, I'm just being real, and I wanted to ask the question. Jim Molay, Steiny, our guy, says this is not even a contest. The Giants are the biggest concern. I'm not, because I keep being told this is a one-off. They'll run it back next year, and they'll be okay, and you have a whole offseason of Devers and Adamas. I hate that, because you got almost 2 months left in the season. But Steiny, the Warriors to me is the one that I think I got the most confidence. I know I have Steph, Dre, and Jimmy.
Well, know you have them. They're on the roster, but you don't know how much they're going to play. That scares me.
But wouldn't that be across the board for every?
No, I'm not worried about. Like, if you're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, are you worried about injury?
Nah.
No, I picked the champion, so I don't know. Are the Cleveland Cavaliers worried about injury? Let's go to Rick. Rick's in Oakland.
Rick.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, guys. I really do enjoy your show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
I would say my one word, guys, would be anxious, man. I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good one. Anxiety.
I mean, it's not a serious anxiety, but it's anxious. You know, like you said, Steiny, the Warriors situation, everybody in the West, well, not everybody, but most of the teams have gotten better. We haven't. I've watched the Giants take a free fall. I've been out to about 10 games this year. They went about 500 in both in all 10 games I went to. And now it seems like they're sort of throwing in the towel.
Mm.
The Niners, that injury that you guys talked about with Jennings, man, that's really kind of bummed me out. So I'm anxious. We've been spoiled in the Bay Area. We usually win. It's not looking good right now, but, you know, I haven't lost faith, but anxious.
That's a great word. Yeah, I like that one, Rick. Thanks for the call.
But that's still not positive, right? Anxious
is
never good.
Yeah,
right. It can raise your blood pressure, cause diabetes. It's not a good trait to have, anxious.
I mean, the bottom line is the Giants have been, you know, through 14 to 15, they were a World Series contender. The San Francisco 49ers from 19 to 23, 24 were a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
The Warriors up till, you know, 2022, 23 were a championship contender. And I don't think any of them are right now. But to me, that's very understandable because they've all had their, you know, I get that the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl, but they've gotten there. So there's going to be a natural down period. The one thing I was thinking about with the Giants is, all right, well, you and I have a disagreement. You think they're underachieving, and I think this is who they are. Okay. Let's agree to disagree there.
All right.
So now the question I'm thinking about is, all right, what's the difference? So, Steiny, what if just take Goose's side and they're underachieving? All right, now what do we do? Okay, fire Melvin. Fire Melvin. If you think this is who they are, then go get better.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you fire Melvin, you're still going to try to get better. But the reality of the situation is, to me, the difference between whether they're underachieving and you're right, or whether they're just this kind of team and I'm right, the only difference in terms of what you would do is fire Melvin and try to get better, right? Like,
but you could get better within because the guy, you're not maximizing what you have. And the essence of sports and the job of any guy in the front office, Donnie, is trying to do both, no matter who you are. So I get that. But man, imagine just for this instance, since I'm talking, if I were right, what the Giants and where they would be in the standings if that improvement came from within. Because I just don't think it's realistic. You can go try to get one or two, but if you're talking about that list and you're not the only one saying you need five or six guys, well, Steiny, how realistic is it that you're going to go find all that in one off season?
You're not.
Yeah.
That's why it's a rebuild.
Right, but it's also imperative that you really look at what you have. Is it being coached the most proper way to make sure, do we really need six or do we need 3.5 or maybe even 2.5? But the improvement of me getting the best version of Risotto and Steiny and Goo is going to be better with more with better constant better communication and
I get that.
Better play.
I get that. That's what I'm saying. Is if you think they're underachieving, then fire Melvin. Try to get better like you would if you fired him or not.
All right.
And okay, then you expect to be right back in the playoff mix next year. And that's fair. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I'm really taking to heart. What's the difference between underachieving and it's who they are? Well, if they're underachieving, then fire Melvin. That's fair. But then, okay, so then you fire Melvin. You expect to get better internally in the manager department. You try to, you know, off-season, make some moves. And then you come back. Well, then that better be a playoff team.
Let me ask you this, Donnie. They went 80-82 last year. Would you say the Giants underachieved, or that's just who they are?
I think for the last 3 years, they've been who they are. Right.
I was just asking.
Whether they were 85-77, 77-85, like, I mean, what do you think?
I can't remember last year, really.
Steiny,
I really believe after Kapler got ran, I thought the Giants would do just what they always do to me and get me excited and thinking they can qualify for the last wild card. Okay, so you're 11 games over this year. Then you out of nowhere, you get the gift that is Devers. So I'm thinking to myself, holy hell, forget the 6 wild card. this team might do some damage. And that's why at this juncture today, as Rizzotto said, it's surprising, somewhat expected that they weren't going to keep up the 40 and 29 play, but to have them fall off and basically drown as fast as they have, that's the disappointing part. So last year, I kind of understood that was who they were, but this year with the gift of Devers, that's why I'm stunned. I really am talking to you stunned about how quick it's happened and then getting swept back-to-back at home, by the lowly Pirates. And for me, I kind of have more clarity on my anger or disappointment that it was the Pirates, because it started happening in Toronto. And I'm listening to, I won't call anybody out because they're all great, radio, TV, everybody saying, oh, the Giants did make the play. This happened because Toronto's so good, because Toronto's so hot. Same thing with the Mets, same thing with the Dodgers. But the lowly-ass Pirates come in here, and you only muster up two hits, and you're still doing stuff on the base pass that's borderline embarrassing, but hurting your team. Now I think we could have a conversation of like, okay, this thing's kind of out of control. Who's to blame?
Well, the way I look at it is this. The 107 win season was a fluke. It was an outlier.
That's incredible.
Okay, so let's throw that out. What's been like, now they've had 4 years since then. Yeah. They've been, let's just say this year they finished 500. Okay, let's just say that. So they will have had four straight years of 500. And what we will do then is say, Kapler was a problem and Melvin was a problem.
But
it's been a 500 team for 4 years.
Yeah. I'll defend Kapler. He never had the benefit. He had never had the benefit of having what Devers was supposed to be.
Say Kapler's a better manager than Melvin.
I don't feel that.
Well, but
yeah, I don't. I would if I did, but I don't.
Like, I didn't like Gabe Kapler either.
But you didn't like his theatrics.
I didn't like anything about him. But I also didn't think, God, you get a manager in here and we're a championship team. Mm. Like, and then if, then we have to maybe say, guess what? The Giants hired, their last two manager hires were terrible. Kapler and Melvin. Well, I don't necessarily believe that. Like, I think there's a disconnect.
Mm. Go ahead.
No.
Can you understand how somebody like myself, I'm not running that Melvin out of town, but the one thing that didn't happen from Buster, we didn't see his guy get picked, who he deemed, you know what, Steiny, Rizzotto, I want you to run my club. That would be exciting in itself to me, just to see who he inherited.
Why did he
Melvin
extend him? He didn't have to extend him.
But I guess what I'm saying is the courtship of Melvin had nothing to do with Posey.
Well,
I would like to see,
but that's irrelevant,
who Buster would say, you know what? I want to see you leave.
Well, then he can. He can do whatever he wants. No,
yeah, he could.
Like,
yeah, but that would take your boy getting ran, Melvin.
Well, if he's not, like, that's the other thing. If Melvin was there, you kept him, then you extended him. It's like, that's Buster Posey's fault. Like, if he should have just then brought in his own manager.
A lot of times that happens.
Coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics.
Big game.
You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 4 p.m. I see Rich. I see Jonathan. We'll get to you on the other side. That last segment was brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins where? Here.